Today is Thursday, November 21st. Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulotz. State government's projected surplus grows. The Evers administration now projects the state will finish the 2023-25 budget with a $4 billion surplus, more than the $3.5 billion that had been expected. A first look at projected revenues for the 2025-27 state budget shows an additional $644.5 million the first year and just over $382.5 million in the second year, or 2.9% and 1.7% respectively. The new projection set the stage for more disagreement between the Democratic governor and Republicans, who hold a majority in the legislature, over what to do with the surplus. Home prices in Wisconsin continue to increase. The Wisconsin Realtors Association's latest monthly real estate report says strong demand and limited supply have maintained pressure on prices. The median home price rose 10.7% over the year from $280,000 to $310,000 in October. A total of 6,282 homes were sold in the state last month, slightly more than in October 2023, according to the report. 13 projects in rural communities across Wisconsin are getting a $24 million boost in funding, courtesy of the U.S. Department of Ag. Wisconsin Rural Development Director Julie Lassa says the money comes through the Rural Energy for America program, which allows farmers and small businesses in rural communities to either install renewable energy systems or it can be used to help replace energy inefficient equipment. Projects getting funding include several solar arrays and grain drying systems and a dairy manure digester. Since 2021, REAP has invested more than $66 million to projects in Wisconsin since 2021. Mauston school officials say the district may dissolve if residents don't approve a referendum. The school board approved a measure allowing for dissolution on Monday after a pair of spending questions failed in the last two elections. Superintendent Joel Heesch says the district will run out of money when the 2026 school year starts. The board is considering cutting all athletics, field trips, clubs, and closing an elementary school next year just to stay afloat. Mauston is the largest school district in Juneau County, and it's unclear that what would happen if the district folds. As many organizations are suffering from a shortage of volunteers, research shows over 75.7 million, or 28.3% of the U.S. population age 16 and up, formally volunteered through an organization between September 2022 and September 2023, approaching a return to pre-pandemic levels of volunteerism, according to joint research by the U.S. Census Bureau and AmeriCorps. Although more Americans formally volunteered, the number of hours served per person has continued to decline. New data shows that formal volunteering is rebounding and informal help is climbing. Formal volunteering is helping others through organizations like food banks and other nonprofits. Informal helping includes activities like mowing a neighbor's lawn or bringing them groceries. According to AmeriCorps, an analysis of the Census Bureau's current population survey civic engagement and volunteering supplement data collected in September 2023, formal volunteers served an estimated 4.99 billion hours and contributed over $167.2 billion in economic value between September 2022 and 2023. An estimated 54.2% of Americans helped or exchanged favors with neighbors, such as housing, sitting, running errands, or lending tools between September 2022 and 2023, compared to 51.7% in 2019. And for the first time, the survey is tracking virtual volunteering, which gained popularity during the pandemic. It shows that 18% of formal volunteers serve completely or partially online. Following months of investigation, a rural Toma man has been arrested. Tuesday morning, shortly after 9, the Monroe County Combined Tactical Unit executed a search warrant and arrested 56-year-old James Osinger. The arrest of Osinger came after months of investigation that was first reported to the Monroe County Sheriff's Office by the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. The investigation uncovered that Osinger was in possession of hundreds of images and videos of child sexual abuse material. The investigation also uncovered that Osinger was involved in the creation of the material. Osinger was booked into the Monroe County Jail on multiple counts, each of first-degree sexual assault of a child under the age of 13, child enticement and possession of child pornography. However, additional charges will likely be forthcoming as the investigation continues. Governor Tony Evers has ordered the flags of the United States and the state of Wisconsin to be flown at half staff today in recognition of the third anniversary of the 2021 Waukesha Christmas Parade tragedy and to honor the six individuals who were tragically killed in the attack. Tamara Duran, 52, Wilhelm Hospel, 81, Jane Kulik, 52, Leanna Owen, 71, Virginia Sorensen, 79, and Jackson Sparks, age 8. Today is the Great American Smokeout. It is held each year on the third Thursday of November. Although cigarette smoking rates have been declining, cigarette smoking remains the most preventable cause of serious illness and death. Smoking and exposure to secondhand smoke cause more than 480,000 deaths in the U.S. every year. Smoking cigarettes increases the risk of at least 12 different cancers. In the U.S., cigarette smoking causes about 3 of every 10 cancer deaths. This number is higher in parts of the South and Appalachia. Some groups of people smoke more heavily or at higher rates. These populations tend to be those who face barriers to care and inequities in multiple areas of their lives, including people at lower socioeconomic levels, those without college degrees, American Indians and Alaska Natives, African American and Black communities, LGBTQ plus communities, people serving in the military, and people with mental health conditions. Quitting smoking isn't easy. It takes time and a plan. Success may look different for different people. There are many ways to quit smoking, and some work better than others. To have the best chance of quitting and remaining smoke-free, you need to know what you're up against, what your options are, and where to go for help. The American Cancer Society can help you access the resources and support you need to quit. You don't have to stop smoking in one day. Start with the day one. The Great American Smokeout can be your day to start your journey toward a smoke-free life. You'll be joining thousands of people who smoke across the country in taking an important step toward a healthier life and reducing your cancer risk. The American Red Cross is asking you to gather your friends and be there for others by making a blood or platelet donation. Festive activities and busy calendars this time of year can disrupt normal routines, leading to a drop in blood donation appointments. Two blood drives will be held today. The first will be from 8:30 to 1:30 at Kickapoo High School. The second will be from 9 to 2 at the Richland Center High School. Appointments are preferred by visiting redcrossblood.org or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS.